Hey, it's Canzano. Thanks for making this podcast part of your day. Make sure you subscribe and leave us some feedback. Also, the podcast is brought to you by Multnomah Medical Clinic, dedicated to providing breakthrough, non-invasive, drug-free solutions to ED problems. Call Multnomah Medical Clinic at 503-899-4199 or visit them online at multnomahmedical.com.
Initialize sequence.
Welcome to The Baldcast,
a production of John Canzano's Bald-Faced Truth.
BFFT. Live from the home studios presented by High Caliber Millwrights, here's John Canzano with the Bald-Faced Truth.
We try to talk about what the Bald Faced Truth Foundation does in the community and what Camp Exceptional is. But I think it's better if you hear it from people who have lived it, who have been through it, who have seen it up close. Our next guest is a gentleman named Mark Kuga. I've known him for years, and I've known his son Sean for years. He's a tremendous story. And for those of you who say that we need good stories, and I frankly think we do need good stories, Mark Kuga and his son, Sean, are just terrific stories. Sean has Down syndrome. He is also hearing impaired. He's had some significant medical issues throughout his life. He first attended Camp Exceptional in 2015, attended again the next year. And for people who don't know, Camp Exceptional is a camp for all kids, typical kids, some kids with challenges. And Sean was out there. He was one of the noticeable, inspirational athletes that was out at the camp. And we heard from his dad, I think it was after the second year of the camp, his dad reached out and kind of shared a story of what Sean was doing. This is a kid who has gone on to play unified basketball for Silverton High School. Hit a game-winning shot in his first game. He was on a team that finished third in the division at the State Special Olympics. He is a competitor. He plays soccer. He plays basketball. He plays, I can't remember what else he does. He's also involved with the Soapbox Derby in Akron, Ohio. Mark Kuga joining us to tell a little story about his son, Sean, and Camp Exceptional. Mark, you're on here with Anna and I, who are both familiar with Sean and yourself, and appreciate you giving time for us. Maybe you could take us with it. Before Sean attended Camp Exceptional, what were your expectations going into that camp?
You know, thanks for having me on, John. It was interesting. He's a pretty shy, introverted guy. He's 4'10". He's been, about that height since he was a mid-teen, about the time he was back at Camp Exceptional. And it was, frankly, I'll be honest, it was a little overwhelming for him at first. But I tell you, it was truly transformational what that camp did for him, but also for me as a parent. I mean, just to watch it, I went and dropped him off, and I had planned to stay. Parents don't have to stay, but I ended up staying all the days of the camp. And I tell you, I was literally hooked by the enthusiasm of the campers and the volunteers and Ben and Todd, who run the camp, right from the get-go. It was really amazing to me.
I love seeing and hearing about the growth stories. And, as I watch kids and watch them get comfortable, you've probably seen him participate in activities before, and maybe you walk in, maybe a little apprehensive. I noticed a lot of the parents on the first day kind of hang out. They're watching, unsure of what's going on. But he got comfortable pretty quick. What kind of transformation did you see in him, and what feedback did you get from him, as he left camp each day?
He was excited each day, and you guys wear him out. I mean, absolutely. It's a really challenging camp, but in a positive way. And I'll be honest with you, it was hard work for him. And as a parent, I imagine initially, there's just the apprehension, because these are special needs kids along with typical kids. And I'll come back to that later, how important that is to have both kinds of kids there. But, you're worried about your kid and, how will they do in all this? And when you watch how they do and you see it and you see how Ben and the volunteers and Todd, but also the other campers, including the special needs kids. They draw stuff out of your kids that you just don't think are possible. And you literally, you see your kid in a totally different light, and they're transformed right in front of your eyes. It is truly amazing, and it extends far beyond the camp, far, far, far beyond the camp.
Mark, Anna here. It's been so inspirational to see what's happened with your family, and I appreciate your kind comments about the camp and the impact that it has. You know, something that I think the typical kids get as much or more out of it as well because of kids like your son who show up and, you know, he's been part of Special Olympics, which is amazing. And he has that competitive spirit. But there's a lot of kids that Special Olympics isn't necessarily right for. Like, these are kids that, you know, are differently abled and have never really done a sport before. Can you talk a little bit about that and the sports element of having kids, you know, with autism, with Downs, with different abilities that are included on teams like that?
Absolutely. I mean, Sean had not really participated in any kind of organized sports other than soapbox derby racing before that. And that's a very different sport from a team sport where you're working together. And that's the other thing about the camp is, you know, that the teamwork that it builds and the camaraderie and the sportsmanship too. And being able to accept encouragement and compliments, you know, and there are kids that are struggling. They struggle. I've seen them struggle both at the camp, but in other kinds of situations. And then you take a kid like Sean, who, again, has not competed really in any kind of, and competitive is not really the right word, but, you know, an inclusive kind of situation. Here he is at Silverton High School. He's in a jersey. They do a run-out tunnel at the beginning. He's running out there giving everybody high fives and stuff like that. You know, and I mean, you're bawling and taking pictures as fast as you can as a parent. But my mind always goes back to Camp Exceptional because that's where he experienced that kind of stuff for the first time. And like you said, the typical element is incredibly important. I had no real appreciation for it. You know, I could see it at Camp Exceptional, but when he did Unified Sports, it was like, oh, yeah, now I really get this. Because, like you said, it allows kids, you know, you have kids in wheelchairs or in all kinds of different kind of physical, you know, limitations in Special Olympics, and they're able to do it because of the inclusivity of it. And his self-esteem and just how he blossoms and comes out is totally, totally different. I mean, this is a kid who's got feeding issues and all kinds of stuff where he doesn't even eat typical food like you and I do. He got invited to his prom junior year. He went to the prom. He took the girl to a restaurant, and they went and ate, and that's a really struggling thing, to, you know, struggle
awesome.
Thing for him to do.
Uh-huh.
But again, I attribute it, I tie it back to, and you know, there's lots of experiences in his life that have contributed to that. But Camp Exceptional was one of the first times he really had that opportunity. And, you know, another thing, he's a water kid that doesn't really like the water per se.
Yeah.
And they
yeah.
have this huge water fight where they invite the fire trucks out there and drench it. And John and Sean were out there getting literally drenched. And Sean didn't want to go at first, but he got into it. So I've got pictures of it I still treasure to this day.
Part of the joy for me, Mark, and again, we're talking to Mark Kuga, whose son Sean is a veteran camper at Camp Exceptional. I think he was there in 2015 and in 2016. One of the joys for me is not just seeing the kids, but, you know, I see the parents who, by the end of the week, Mark, have got big smiles on their face. They know that their kid is making friends that they never otherwise would have encountered. And I think, too, you know, for some of the typical kids, they're getting a chance to see the strengths and weaknesses of a kid like Sean. And we all have strengths and weaknesses. And I think that's such an important message, isn't it?
It is, and it's good for the parent, too, you know, because it's hard as a parent to let go. And I think sometimes, I know I've done it, I've assumed that Sean wouldn't be able to do certain things that I've been proven wrong and wrong again. Another mm-hmm. example from the camp, they invited out one of the years a bunch of golf pros from Pumpkin Ridge, and so they had him out there, you know, doing stuff. My son is swinging a driver. He's driving golf balls. I never thought he could do that. I mean, you could have knocked me over with a feather when I saw him. So, and you know, like going back to the basketball, at that camp, he had a heck of a time with the basketball. It was really intimidating and hard for him at first, because that's the thing about Ben and Todd, too. They don't, like, lower the expectations of these kids. They meet them at where they're at, but... You know, they give them the tools, you know, they have the equipment to do it, which is amazing, and they adapt everything. But, I mean, you're participating just like a typical kid, and that's the thing. They get to feel like a typical kid, honest to goodness.
That's so awesome. Mark, what's ahead for Sean now, if you could just kind of update us?
Sure. So he graduated from high school in June, and so he's in the transition program where you develop, you know, life skills and explore vocational opportunities that you might want to be able to do in the future. You know, when you have special needs like Sean, you're not expected to work a 40-hour week like the rest of us, but you're looking for meaningful purpose and, you know, activities in your life. And sports was such a great thing for that. And so we're going to continue to look for opportunities for him to do that. He just participated in the virtual Special Olympics. He's got a real interest in mini golf, so we were out doing some putting. And so today's his birthday. He turns 20 today, so we're going to open the medal. He got a medal in the mail, you know, and we haven't opened it yet. So that's one of the big presents he gets to open today, along with other things that he's been looking forward to. So, you know, he's got a very rich life that he enjoys. But he's extremely grateful to Camp Exceptional for the opportunities it gave him. And we're going to always look for ways to give back to the organization, because Boldface Truth and Camp Exceptional have just been fantastic to me and Sean and our family.
Mark Cuga is our guest. If you'd like to make a donation to the 501c3, you can do it at 503-417-7575 right now. Your donations are matched up to $10,000 today. Mark, you know, he is, you know, I remember that next year or the year after, you guys go to the Soapbox Derby. And I got such a great email from you after that, because he had had such a positive experience. You know, and Anna mentioned some of the things he's involved in. How did he find the Soapbox Derby?
I think a speech therapist actually mentioned it. So Bush Park in Salem, Oregon, we live in Silverton. Bush Park has one of the few dedicated tracks in the western part of the United States that's still active. And so he started racing there in 14, and he was lucky enough to win his local derby. So he headed back to compete against 75 kids in Akron. And they have a special day where they run the National Super Kids Classic. And then the top six finishers get to continue on for the finals the next day. And they're melded in, integrated in to the All-American Soapbox Derby. And for those of you who don't know about Soapbox Derby, that thing's been going on since like the mid-30s. It's a huge event in Akron. And so here he is in front of all these people racing. There's cameras, all kinds of stuff. Fans in the stands. And then afterwards, he ended up finishing third, which was just amazing to us, blew us away. And so then they go to an auditorium in downtown Akron, where you literally get called and you walk out individually. And this is my shy kid, you know, who doesn't normally do this kind of stuff. He walks out and gets this gigantic trophy, huge smile on his face, still have pictures of it. And again, I go back to Camp Exceptional, because they do the same kinds of things, recognition and, you know, teamwork. And the last day at the camp, I remember they have this team competition and stuff, and everybody wins, but then, you know, different kids are recognized for different things that they do inspirationally and otherwise. And that was the first time Sean had ever experienced that, and it served him well in the future and allowed him to experience and participate in things that I don't know that he would have had the confidence or the ability to do otherwise. So we're really, really grateful for that.
Mark, thank you so much for sharing Sean with us and sharing your story as a dad. Last question is just, what has it meant to you to see your son develop in this way, and the fact that you can trace it back to the way that he was able to participate and feel included in a sports activity?
I'm just so grateful. I am so grateful for the opportunity he was given to do it, for the tireless efforts, you know, that the entire Canzano and Jacobs clans, you know, put into this event. I mean, you should see these folks. You guys work your tails off, as well as all the adult volunteers or young people that volunteer for the camp. I mean, that is a lot of effort to put on a camp like that. And also to make sure that the kids are safe and everything. I mean, there's some hot days in July when they run that camp. And, you know, keeping those kids safe and stuff, but having, you know, a great time is just so rewarding to see. And so we're just extremely grateful for it. And, you know, wish the camp and Baldface Truth continued success, because you are making a huge difference in people's lives. No question about it to me.
Mark Kuga, thank you. Say hello to Sean. Send a big happy birthday from our family to him and Ben and Todd and everybody. We love the updates. And, you know, hopefully we'd love to see him out at the camp. Have him come out and visit and spend some time out there as a lot of the campers do come back. So thank you, Mark, for sharing. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. We'll talk to you again down the road. Thank you.
All right. Mark Kuga, I told you, I can't look at Anna right now. I can't. I'm gonna lose it. And Anna's got tears in her eyes. For those of you who are wondering what your dollars today do, any donation is matched. What your dollars do, I cannot say it better than Mark Kuga just talked about. And the big part for me is hearing him talk as a dad who has got a son who's facing challenges from birth and is facing multiple medical procedures and is wondering, you know, about quality of life from your kid from a very young age. You can hear the impact that you have made as an audience in creating a foundation that was born from nothing. It was born on this radio show. You're part of it. It's sorry. It belongs to you. Too bad. But you did that, and you helped do that. Now you got a kid who's graduated from high school, played basketball, soapbox derby, went to the prom for crying out loud. Yes, he's had major surgeries, intestinal surgeries. He spent a month at Seattle Children's Hospital. He's got some autoimmune issues that he's dealing with. But he's got the strength and the foundation that was created through Camp Exceptional. And I can still see his face right now as I talk about that. And that started with you as an audience.
If you'd like to make a donation, the number is 503-417-7575. You can call that number right now and make a donation, or go to baldfacetruth.org. You heard his dad say it, and I think the biggest thing that I took from that is that if it doesn't challenge you, it doesn't change you. That's one of the key mottos of Camp Exceptional. And it strikes me that parents show up, they have very low expectations potentially for what their kid is going to accomplish in the span of a week at a sports camp if they've been dealing with these different abilities for the duration of their life. And it is transformational, not just for those kids, but for the kids who are on teams with them, encouraging them, adapting games to play with them, changing up the rules so that everyone can participate. It's really, it's the highlight. It's our family reunion.
Yeah, it's a highlight
for the year, and it's a highlight of the week.
Grant McComey, KGW, coming up next. I want you to leave it here. If you'd like to make a donation to the Baldfaced Truth Foundation and help with things like Camp Exceptional, the summer camp that is put on every year for typical kids and kids with challenges, you just heard from Mark Kuga, who talked about his son Sean's experience at Camp Exceptional and what an impact that made on their family, Sean's growth and development, and so many other kids who have attended that camp over the last 8 or so years that it has been in existence. You can do that in a number of ways. You can call right now as our volunteers are standing by at 503-417-7575. Your tax-deductible donations are doubled. We've got a match up to $10,000. So that happens. We also can have you go to baldfacetruth.org, the website of the BFT Foundation. You can make a donation there online. If you want to see the auction items, this is the third way you can get involved. Go to bftauction.com. You can bid on one of the auction items. Now, one of the auction items that we had a question on earlier from a listener is Grant's Getaways Adventure on KGW. Grant McComey, Channel 8 KGW, the outdoor reporter. Grant's Getaway, it's been a staple in television in our state for years. Grant McComey is offering you and a partner select a trip of your choice from a menu of options. We had questions about it. We have Grant McComey from KGW on the show. Grant, first of all, thank you for donating this. I appreciate you.
Hey, always a pleasure, folks. I look forward to this event, and anything we can do to help out is right there at the top of my list. I really appreciate it.
What is included in this? Because I know in the past it's been fishing or outdoorsing or what's the range here?
We've been offering this for a long, long time, and the relationship with you guys is just terrific as a venue for folks to get involved with us and help out youngsters across the region. I really believe in what you guys are up to. Our program offers an opportunity for folks to join us in the field on a story that we're shooting. And in the past, we've had folks join us on hikes. We've had paddle trips, canoe trips, fishing trips, hot air balloon trips. The sky's kind of the limit. My plan is usually offer them a half a dozen or so adventures over the course of our season, which is in full swing right now through 2021 for us. So we've got springtime, summer, and fall adventures coming up that we're really looking forward to. I couldn't help but think last week when the governor announced these new restrictions, John, one of the things that she did emphasize, you know, what can we do? Well, we can get outdoors. We can go outdoors, take the family for a hike, take the family for a bike ride, take the family somewhere and get them out and enjoy the Oregon outdoors. Grant's Getaways has always been about that.
You and a partner can go with Grant McComey on a filming of Grant's Getaways. I know in the past, the winners have ended up on television, Grant, so that is part of this deal. Current bid.
Absolutely. That is part of the deal, John. They'll be featured in our story and take part in whatever it is that they choose to do. As I say, I'll offer a half a dozen or so options for them to join us on our schedule, and we'll cover their expenses. If it's a fishing trip, maybe it's the coast, maybe it's the Columbia River, maybe it's out in the ocean, whatever, and we'll take care of you, give you lunch, and give you copies of the Grant's Getaways books. We'd love to feature you in our story. You're suddenly part of the story. It'll be fun.
Grant, Anna here. I know I worked with you for years at K2. I so enjoyed being your colleague there, and everyone has a Grant McComey imitation voice because you have one of those voices. I know you talked about you believing in the foundation and what we do, but you have an education background as well. I mean, you're not only on TV as a broadcast journalist here in the Northwest, but you also have been a teacher.
Well, yes, I have. I was a public school teacher for several years before I made the move into broadcast. My wife, Chris, continues to teach. She's an elementary school teacher out in the Banks community and teaches seven-year-olds. Right now, she's teaching them in our family room via Zoom. And it has been quite an interesting experience to watch her adapt to a new world, watch these kids adapt to a brand new world. It's full of challenges. Every single hour of the day is a new challenge. Keeping them engaged, keeping them on their toes, keeping them learning. It's tough, tough stuff when you're not right there with them. But she's doing her best, as are all the teachers that she works with out at Banks. I miss the classroom. There are times when I really miss the classroom. But I kind of like to say that, I didn't really leave the classroom. It simply got bigger when I made the move 40 years ago.
Grant McComey, KGW. Again, if you want to bid on this, bftauction.com, KGW's Grant's Getaways Adventure. Current bid, $575. There are six bidders involved in this thing, so get in there and mix it up with them. And Grant, We appreciate you, man. We appreciate your support. Thank you for popping on with us.
You betcha. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
There it is. You ask a question, you get it answered. You want to go fishing with Graham McComey? Yes, you'll go fishing. You got a whole slate of things that he will do. We've got another caller who's called in. It is Alabama Adriana, who is on line two. Alabama Adriana, what do you want, lunch hour?
Yep. My lunch, just hanging out, listening to the show. And I want to say, I want to go zip lining with Grant. That sounds like really fun. I might go bid on that.
Well, now that you're not working on the show, you're eligible to bid on any item.
Yeah. Yes.
There you go. Hey, you wanted to make an offer to a listener here. And we're going to offer one of these items, but can you tell us what you will do for the first person who calls in and offers a $250 donation? What do they get?
Basically, I will send you a happy birthday video, or anybody that like wants a happy birthday video, give them a shout out. Maybe draw out the Southern accent a bit, you know, whatever. Well, we can customize this.
I love it. So a happy birthday wish from Alabama Adriana to the first person who calls in with a $250 donation at 503-417-7575. Be first on this. You get the happy birthday wish. You have worked Camp Exceptional. We had Mark Cuga on earlier, who was talking about his son, Sean, and very powerful testimony. But from your perspective, you know what the foundation does. You've seen Camp Exceptional. Can you tell our listeners what their dollars will do today?
Oh, yeah, totally. Well, first of all, I'm sad that I can't be there today actually helping, because I've done that for the past like 3 years or so. So it's just weird being so far away and taken back from it. Anyway, Camp Exceptional, it really does not only change the lives of the campers, but I think of all the staff and everybody that works there every year. So sad that it didn't happen this year, but next year we'll be back in full force, hopefully. But I know I've worked specifically with one camper, and just to see his growth over, I think he was there 2 or 3 years. At first he was afraid to leave his parents and didn't even want to join his team. And now when he shows up, he just runs straight over to the team and is ready to go. And it's just, it really touches my heart. As a lot of y'all know, my brother has special needs. And so I think I've told John multiple times, I always wish that this camp had been around when my brother was growing up, so he could have experienced something like that. I think that it's just an amazing foundation, and definitely the event for sure.
Alabama Adriana, you are never far from this radio show, as you have proven today again by calling in. You're always part of the family, and I think, you know, the listeners know this, that they consider you part of their circle as well. So if you want to make a donation and get a birthday wish from Alabama Adriana, or get one for a friend or family member who listens to the show and surprise them, it could be a Christmas wish, it could be a Thanksgiving wish, we can customize it. Alabama Adriana will shoot a 60-second video and send it your way for the first person who makes the $250 donation, tax deductible, 503-417-7575. Alabama Adriana, thank you. I appreciate you calling in. You're never far.
Thank you so much.
There she is. That's good stuff. I love that.
I love that she's calling in on our lunch break.
I love that she's listening to the show. Leave it here. You got the bald-faced truth statewide. Again, go to bftauction.com if you want to bid on.
We interrupt this broadcast with a special announcement from the bald-faced truth.
Hey, sorry to interrupt the podcast, but if you want to listen to more of the Bald-Faced Truth radio show, including more of this segment that you're listening to, make sure you subscribe on SoundCloud and iTunes to the Bald-Faced Truth radio show. Thanks for listening.